new drought tolerance technology for wheat was recently given the green light by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and research could begin soon in the United States. Called HB4, the drought-tolerant trait can be transferred from sunflowers to wheat and is a discovery by an Argentine company called BioSeries. While the news is positive for U.S. farmers, giving them new tools to produce more with less inputs, U.S. Wheat Associates Dalton Henry believes it will be several years before U.S. farmers will have access to these traits in their own wheat varieties.
In our conversations with the company, they came out and said, hey, we're at least 2 years away from being there in a genetics perspective, from being able to have this stuff in the U.S. And when we would look at our top customers, we'd say that some of those are a 4 to 5 year long approval process. You kind of put those things together and you say, boy, we could actually have this stuff in the U.S. in a minimum of 3 to 5 years.
Henry believes USDA's approval of the HB4 trait could signal U.S. researchers to begin work on wheat varieties that can better combat challenges which hinder global wheat yields, addressing food insecurity and reducing volatility in wheat supplies.
For us to see a company come forward and put resources into traditional GM technology for wheat that has the potential to dramatically and sustainably increase wheat production and protect yields in challenging years, I think that's something that we get pretty excited about.
Before HB4 can move forward in the U.S., Henry explains BioSeries must secure approval from importing countries which are significant customers for U.S. wheat. And U.S. wheat breeding, field trials, and quality tests must occur. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.